Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. I wrote about the numerological significance of 555 back in April of this year. I explored its meaning, broke down the mathematics, and shared what I had learned from studying Pythagorean numerology. Then I moved on to other topics, other research, other content. That was months ago. A few days ago, I was driving. I glanced down at my odometer, 198555 miles. I look up, and the license plate on the car directly in front of me displayed 555. In the same moment, odometer and license plate both showing me the same sequence. This wasn't April anymore. This is late September, days after my birthday. The question wasn't, what does 555 mean? I already answered that. The question was, why is this number showing up again now? In Pythagorean numerology, every number carries specific significance. This isn't modern interpretation. This is the ancient system where numbers from 1 to 50 and then by hundreds to 1,000 each hold distinctive meanings. The sequence of 555 breaks down as follows. 500 is holiness, sanctity, and selection. This number speaks to divine calling. There is a sacredness to your life's mission. You have been selected for a higher purpose. It's time to honor the path you've been called to walk. 50, freedom, release, easiness, the energy of liberation. This is about letting go of what no longer serves you. Past wounds, limiting beliefs, outdated patterns. The release comes with grace and ease, allowing you to step into your next phase with lightness and trust. 5, marriage, pleasure, and joy. This represents sacred union, not just physical marriage, but the spiritual joining of the soul with the divine, with others, and with your true self. This is where joy flows freely from deep spiritual alignment. When we add these together, 5 plus 5 plus 5, it equals 15. 15 is virtue, culture, and integrity. The trials and challenges you've experienced have been shaping your character, refining you, teaching you to walk with integrity and grace. You are becoming a beacon of divine culture, spreading values of love, honesty, and integrity through how you live and lead. And finally, 1 plus 5 equals 6. 6, the perfection of work in a sacred service, the number of balance, harmony, and offering your work as sacred service to the world. This is where your personal fulfillment merges with your contribution to the collective good. Your work becomes a sacred offering. The progression is clear. Divine calling, freedom, union, virtue, sacred service. But knowing what a number means is only half the equation. The real question is, why does it appear when it does? Under further review, the why now. When a number sequence shows up once, it's interesting. When it shows up twice in the same moment, months after you've already studied it, that's a message about timing. So I had to ask myself, what's the difference between April, when I wrote about this, and now, late September, when it appeared again? The investigation led me to look at several layers. I'm a life path 4, the builder, the one who lays foundations through discipline, structured work. 4 is about creating something solid, lasting, and real through consistent effort. I just completed a personal year 4, my life path number. That's a master builder year, a year of working in my native frequency to complete a major structure. And now, days after my birthday, I entered a personal year 5. The number 5 represents change, freedom, movement, and transition. After a year of building and completion, I'm stepping into a year of release and transformation. 555 appeared in the threshold between these 2 years, right after the 4, right before I fully embodying the 5. In my natal chart, I have Sun and Pluto conjunct at 29 degrees Virgo, what's called a Kazemi, where Pluto sits within 17 minutes of arc from my sun. This is an exceptionally rare placement that speaks to intense transformation, power, and a deep calling to mastery. This September, a solar eclipse landed at exactly 29 degree Virgo, on my sun, on my Pluto, precisely on my Kazemi. This eclipse occurred during my solar return, the annual reset of my personal solar cycle. An eclipse on a Kazemi during a solar return is cosmically significant. It's a complete reset, a seal of one chapter and the opening of another. Additionally, I have Saturn in my first house, Gemini, natally. Saturn is currently in Pisces, retrograde, transiting my 10th house, career, public status, authority, forming a square to my natal Saturn. The 10th house is about public recognition and professional authority. Saturn, squaring from there, is pushing private mastery into public visibility. I'm also approaching my second Saturn return, and the 7 years of work I completed represents exactly one quarter of a Saturn cycle, 28 to 30 years. Since 2018, I've created 475 blog posts, 253 podcast episodes with 7,851 minutes of audio, 736 video shorts, and over 200 long-form videos. I didn't track these numbers as I went. I just was doing the work, day by day, piece by piece. It wasn't until recently that I actually counted it all up and saw the scope of what I'd built. 7 years, over 1,600 pieces of content across multiple platforms, a library, a radio station, a film archive, a body of work that constitutes a complete educational ecosystem. I'd been digging a trench without even looking up. When I finally stopped and turned around, I realized I carved out a canyon. If you don't believe me, just Google hashtag astrology ride of the day. When I look at all these layers together, the numerology, the astrology, the tangible work, 555 isn't just appearing randomly. It's appearing at a precise moment of transition. 500, holiness and selection. The eclipse on my Kazemi confirmed a sacred calling. 7 years of disciplined work in traditional astrology wasn't random. It was a path I selected to walk. 50, freedom and lease. I'm being asked to release the old identity of self-taught student laboring in obscurity. That phase is complete. The personal year 5 and the eclipse are both signaling. Let go of what was. 5, marriage and union. This is the union of private mastery with public authority. What I built in private is ready to be offered publicly. The joy comes from alignment, not forcing, but allowing the natural next step. 15, virtue and integrity. 7 years of showing up with discipline and integrity shaped my character. The work refined me. The trials taught me. I've been building virtue through consistent practice. 6, which happened to be my football jersey number. Sacred surface. The perfection of work is complete. Now it's time to offer it as service. The 10th house Saturn square is literally demanding this. Take your mastery and make it available to others. 555 appeared now because I'm standing in the exact transition it describes. I'm not predicting transformation, I'm living it. The pattern I didn't see up until now. There's another layer I only recently recognized. The microphone pattern. Throughout my life, every major transition, someone was handing me a microphone. High school, sitting in a pep rally, head football coach turns to me and say, "Speak," hands me a microphone. The accomplishments I amassed on the field, I was asked to be a special guest speaker at an award ceremony with the mayor of the city, another NFL player, a head football coach from the winning high school in 1995. I take a trip to California just to visit my brother. He turns, says, "I'm doing music," and hands me a microphone. Says, "Rap something." At that moment, I became a rapper. 2018, I'm just sitting around, just doing my astrology study. A friend sent me a microphone as a birthday gift. I never asked for it. It sat in a box for months until December, when I opened it and recorded my very first podcast. How did I get into astrology? You can find it. It's still up there. Every transition, a microphone appears, but this time it's different. This time, no one is handing me anything. I'm asking myself, should I make this video? Should I speak about this publicly? The difference is significant. In previous transitions, I was given permission by someone else's actions. This time, the invitation is to give myself permission. 555, freedom, release, ease, is showing up because the student phase, waiting to be selected, given the tools, validated by others, is over. The eclipse, the Saturn square, the completion of the 7-year cycle, the entry into my personal year 5, they're all saying the same thing. You are the authority now. Pick up your own microphone. If 555 is showing up in your life, investigate your timing. Ask yourself, what cycle are you completing? What identity are you being asked to release? What have you been building in private that's ready to be shared? Where is your life asking you to step into greater authority or visibility? What sacred work have you been preparing that's now ready to be offered as service? 555 doesn't just appear randomly. It appears at a threshold. It marks transitions. It confirms that transformation isn't coming, it's here. The sequence from 500 to 50 to 5 to 15 to 6, it's a map. Divine calling, liberation, sacred union, virtue through refinement, perfection of work offered as service. If you're seeing 555, you're somewhere on this map. The question isn't, what does it mean? The question is, where are you in this progression? And what is this moment asking you to release, embody, or offer? For me, the answer is clear. The digging is done. The structure is built. The personal year 5 is the beginning. The eclipse has sealed it. 555 showed up to confirm what the cosmos already set in motion. Now it's time to stop checking my work and just speak. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Please like, share with a friend, coworker, family member, someone who you think needs to hear this. I thank you, appreciate the listen. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.